Story Time with Helen Adam, Baby Cool Abby. I hope you enjoy the stories. Bye.
Hello and welcome back to our reading marathon where we're trying to read 100 books in just 2 weeks. We are on our third book and we are not doing well. We started it, I think, on May 28th and now it's May 30th. So we need to pick it up. This is only our third book. Okay, No Best at Camp is our next book that we are going to read for our reading marathon. Bath time, Mac's mother announced after dinner. I was back at camp, Mac grumbled. There are no baths at camp. No baths for a whole week. Really? Asked Max's mother. Yes, said Max. On Sundays, we go up to the rock climbing wall. We put on harnesses and chalk on our hands. When we get to the top, we ring a bell and put our handprints on the wall. Even though we're covered in chalk dust, there's no baths at camp. On Mondays, we have drama. After we paint the sets, we get dressed in costumes and put on makeup. Then we put on a show. Even though we are covered in face paint, there are no baths at camp. On Tuesdays, we help our counselor, Yoni, build a fire. We gather sticks from the woods and use a magnifying glass to make a spark. Then we roast marshmallows and get our hands all sticky, but there are no baths at camp. On Wednesdays, we go canoeing in the lake. The water is green and muddy, and sometimes we catch frogs. Afterwards, we go swimming, and my fingers are wrinkly, but there are no baths at camp. On Thursdays, we go to the art studio. Some of us make bowls out of clay, and some of us paint outdoor easels. We get clay and paint all over us. When we're done, we have a water balloon fight, but there are no baths at camp. On Friday mornings, we learn Israeli dances on the big field. Some kids play instruments and others teach us the steps. We dance barefoot and get our feet all muddy, but there are no baths at camp. On Friday afternoons, we shake the sand out of our blankets in our cabins and sweep the floors. We put away all of the sports equipment and hang up our costumes in the drama closet. We clean out the fire pit and scrub the canoes. We decorate the dining room with our artwork. Okay, let me try to get to the next page. And then, just before sundown, we take turns in the showers. We scrub our faces behind one ear and we wash our hair. And then, quick, we put on our nice clothes, comb our hair, and run down to the waterfront where the whole camp gathers. Divorce, the camp director stands in front and calls out, Shabbat Shalom, everybody. As we all answer, Shabbat Shalom, Devorah, our counselors lead us in songs to welcome Shabbat. Then we all troop in the dining hall. We light the Shabbat candles. Each week, a different cabin leads the blessings for wine and challah. After a special fancy meal, we sing more songs and tell stories. On Saturday, we get to sleep late. In the afternoon, we go for a nature hike, and Yoni tells us stories about growing up in Israel. When we get back to our cabins, we tell jokes and scary stories. When it starts to get dark, we go back to the waterfront and Devor holds up a braided candle and passes it around. and cinnamon sticks for everyone to smell. We are saying goodbye to the sweetness of Shabbat. Shabbat Tov. Have a good week. Dora wishes all of us, and we all answer, Shabbat Tov, Dora. But Max, his mother said, we have Shabbat at home. We sing songs and tell stories. We take walks around the neighborhood. And at the end of Shabbat, I always say, Shabbat Tov, Max. I know, Max said, but camp is better because there are no baths at camp. The end. Thank you for listening to our reading marathon where we're trying to read 100 books in just 2 weeks, which is really hard, and we are not doing a very good job on it, and we are going to try to read I don't know how many books. See you.
Thank you for listening to Storytime with Ellen and Adam and Baby Go Out.